The show's about to start. Are you ready? Going on, welcome to the show. This is Sports with Strawberry Ice. I'm your host, Jeff Trunipole, and as always, I bring you sports from a West Side point of view right here in the great city of Cincinnati, Ohio, home of Houdet Nation and the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, do me a favor, if you found the show, hit that like and subscribe button, smash that thumbs up. I'm up to 1,108 subscribers. That is awesome. I appreciate every single one of you guys. So if you're watching it on any of the Facebook groups that are live streaming right now, please do me a favor. Go to the YouTube channel, Cincinnati Sports with Strawberry Ice. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, make the word change colors, hit the bell for notification, and every time I go live, you guys will be notified. Now, this show and every show is brought to you by T Properties. T Properties, quality housing for quality people. Check out their website at www.tpropertiesllc.com for all your rental property management needs and your rental needs. All right, guys, today is the day we had Bengals minicamp. I'm very excited. First time we got to see the drafted players in Bengals uniforms. Yes, practice with shorts and a t-shirt, but still they're on Paul Brown Stadium practicing. And we got to hear from Ja'Marr Chase and see him in his Bengals uniform for the first time. So I got a couple of little clips that I took from the press conference today. If you guys want to watch the full press conference interview, go to Bengals.com, and it's right there. But the first clip I got is they asked Ja'Marr getting to know his teammates, his new teammates.
Puka's cool already. Tight ends. I'm cool with the tight ends and the receivers right now. I don't have everybody's name down pat. You know, there's too many names already, so I'm still learning everyone's name at the moment.
Did anyone not know your name?
I'm not sure, actually. if they don't know, I don't mind. You know, it's not a problem.
I think that's kind of funny. He's walking around. Hey, how you doing? I'm Ja'Marr Chase. I'm the, you know, first-round pick for the Cincinnati Bengals. You know, guys can wear number one for the first time ever. I'm pretty sure everybody knew his name, but you never know. Maybe somebody didn't say, who's that guy? Like, then somebody smacks him, dude, that's Ja'Marr Chase. Like, come on. But anyway, they had more questions. And this one I thought was funny because they asked him what he thought of Cincinnati because he'd never been here before. The first time he'd been to Ohio was in the draft when he went to that city up north. So he had no idea what Cincinnati was like. So he was checking the city out, and this is what his comment was about Cincinnati.
Have you had a chance to experience much of Cincinnati yet, and what are your thoughts?
I rode the scooter yesterday around. That was pretty much it. I like the little view they had so far. This is not what I thought Cincinnati was going to be, so I'm actually liking it so far. I'm pretty sure I'll explore more this weekend and next weekend.
Hold up. What did you think Cincinnati was going to be?
I actually thought Cincinnati was going to be a bunch of land. Like, all over here was just going to be a bunch of land. I didn't realize we had so many buildings, tall buildings, hills, like trains, like so much is down here, you know. So I was actually surprised.
And did anyone recognize you on the scooter?
Not yet. I'm in a disguise right now.
All right, a couple things there. One, it crashed. He thought it was going to be a bunch of land. So basically, I think he thought it was going to be a stadium and just flat and nothing around or something. Well, we got a city. We got downtown. We got hills. We got cool things to do. So I hope Jamar is enjoying Cincinnati. And he's in disguise. So I don't know about you guys, but I'm kind of wondering, what's the sky look like and can we find him?
What is your disguise?
I can't tell you my disguise because then you might see who I am and you might know what the disguise looks like.
Oh, all right. So, I don't know about you guys, but I think our goal this weekend is try to find a guy that looks like Jamar Chase riding around on a scooter here in Cincinnati. And try to get him. If you do, tell him to come on my show. Tell him Cincinnati Sports with Strawberry Ice. I've been trying to get him on. But I think it's cool. He seems like a really fun guy that really likes where he's at. Feels very blessed to where he's at, the opportunity that he has. And I think it's going to be fun watching him play. Now, one more excerpt here real quick. Now, you know, in college, the hash marks are different. So they're just kind of asking different things about, you know, the difference between the college game and the national football game. So he said the hash marks, and this is kind of what he was explaining about that.
Yeah. The difference in the hash marks in the college are pretty totally different, actually. The NFL hash marks are a lot tighter, so we would have more space in the slot now. In college, we would be almost outside by the numbers, and that would, you know, make tighter space for the outside and the inside receivers. So there's much more space now.
All righty. Anyway, he likes the college, the NFL hash marks a lot better because there's a lot more space to, you know, get open. So again, if you guys want to watch the full interview, please go to Bengals.com. You can watch the whole thing. I got some more pictures and stuff of what was going on today, but actually the Bengals did sign some college free agents today. And here's a list of them. They got Drew Christmas, who's the Ohio State punter who might be given Huber a run for his money, which again, I like competition. I think that's a good thing. Competition brings out the best of people. So you got him, you got a linebacker, Darius Hodge. He's from Wake Forest. You got a wide receiver, Riley Leese. He's from Northwestern. Cornerback, Antonio Phillips. He is from Ball State. Pro Wells, which I think that is got to be one of the cool names ever. Anyway, name, I'm pro. Where are you pro at? I'm pro at everything. My name's Pro. Pro Wells, he is from Texas, and he is from St. Petersburg, Florida, which is where Mrs. Ice is from, so I'm sure she will be rooting for him. And they got Puka, halfback Puka Williams from Kansas, and I know a lot of Bengal fans are excited about him and the potential of him making this roster and what he could bring. I don't think it's going to be a slam dunk that he makes it because this is a pretty deep running back room. But you never know. Crazier things that have happened. So let's get to the comments here. I actually had a picture here in a minute. Let's see here. Crown, is Jeremy going to be on today? No, Jeremy's not going to be on today. How did you know? Jeremy is not feeling – he's got stuff going on, so he can't be on today. But the live video chat is up at the top of the YouTube channel. So if you guys want to jump on and we could talk anything and all things Bengals, that would be great. I got some pictures here of the minicamp. Got some of the boys, some of the rookies. Had some fun. Look like they were enjoying themselves being, you know, first day of being actual professional football players. This is why I can't wait to see the cannon. He is going to be a weapon. He's going to be so much fun to watch. It's going to be awesome. And this one, Big Daddy Bayou. Look at that. Intensity. Dude, I'm scared already. Look at him. Dude, he wearing 99. Stuff in the middle. It's going to be fun. And then there's my boy, Jamar, making a catch. So, a lot of cool stuff today. And minicamp. We're getting closer to football. We didn't have mini camp last year. We're getting closer to normality. So I'm very excited about the Bengals and what's going on. So, Doggy, what's up? What's going on, Doggy? Jamar is going to be explosive. Yes, yes, he is. He's going to be very explosive and very, very fun to watch play. What you got, Crip? It's Friday. Jeremy Diamondback team is smoking out today. That is not what he's doing, Crip. But, yeah, unfortunately, Jeremy cannot make the show today. But it happens. And I hope you guys have enjoyed the shows I've had this week with all the different guests and stuff. I know a lot of you have messaged me about trying to come on the show and video chat and talk. And I used to do this all the time, but I've had a lot of different guests here lately in the last couple of weeks. So that's why I got video chats going today. So guys, don't be scared. Just jump on the link. It's at the top of the YouTube channel. And we can discuss the Bengals. We can discuss the draft. We can discuss mini camp. Discuss the schedule. I mean, there's people ripping me about the schedule. I don't know. We talked a little bit about it yesterday with Lindsey Patterson. And this is my prediction. I got us going 11-6. And I got a little time here now, so I kind of want to explain it. And if you look at this, we go game by game. All right, first week, you got the Vikings. It's not going to be – none of these – and I'm not saying any of these are a slam dunk, but it's a home game. We've got the better quarterback. Now, I know he's been coming back from injury, and it'll be his first game back. But I just have a very good feeling that if that stadium is sold out, which from everything I'm reading, I think we got a very good chance of selling every game out this year, which we should. So, Bengals fans, if you haven't bought a ticket yet or season tickets yet, go do it. But I'm not saying it's going to be a slam dunk, but I think we have a very good shot of winning the very first game. Now, the Bears, it's in Chicago, so that's kind of an iffy one. But you're either going to have Andy Dalton or you're going to have rookie Fields on there. So, to me, on paper, talent-wise, offensively, we're better than they are. Now, defensively, yeah, they're pretty good. But to me, I just think it's another chance for a win. I got the first loss to the Squealers, which I'm kind of – I don't know about that one because I had to pick some losses. And it's a divisional game, and it's in Pittsburgh. So that's why I took that one. Jacksonville, I definitely think, is going to be a win. I think we're prime time. We're going to show up. And that's the thing. Last year, the prime time games we had, we played pretty good in the prime time game. So that would be a very interesting game. The number one pick from last year and the number one pick – from this year going at it. Green Bay. Now, I'll preface it this way, because if the rumors are, rumors are that Aaron Rodgers could get traded to Denver. So the win and loss there could switch depending on if Aaron Rodgers gets traded or not. If Aaron Rodgers isn't there, yeah, that's a win. If he is there, it's going to be a difficult one. I got that one as a loss. Detroit, I'm sorry, Detroit. They just don't have a very good team at all. I think we're going to easily beat them. The Raptors and Florida, I think we're going to lose them. I got us losing both games to the Raptors. The Jets, a win. Browns, I got splitting with them. The Raiders, I know people are like, you have us losing to the Raiders? I'm like, yeah, but I got us winning against the Chiefs. And the reason I did that, if you look at the last half of the season, you got the Sucky Niners, the Broncos, Raptors, Chiefs, Browns. Those are pretty tough teams, and I can't see us losing all of them. So, our guys winning 11 games. I was really thinking we were going to win 10 games, but then when I did the schedule and I started going to game by game, I'm like, I really think we might win 11. So, anyway, that's my schedule. You guys can tell me yours. So we'll see here. Todd, how is our receiving not at all? How's our receivers not the best in the league? Well, you got to prove it on the field first. But on paper, yes, I think they are going to be the best in the league. And that's the part I have with the why I think the Bengals are going to be so good. Because I don't think people are going to be able to cover them. Because that's what I was kind of getting a conversation with one of the guys at work today. And he said, well, how are you going to beat the Browns? I said, well, I'm not saying it's easy, but the solution is you spread them out because they got Myles Garrett and everybody else on that defense. How are you going to do that? It's like easy, not easy. You spread them out Three-step drop, bag, ball's gone. If he gets rid of the ball before they get there, which I think he has a very good chance of doing, we're going to beat the Browns because their secondary is okay. It's not great. The front four is amazing. I'll give them that. But their secondary, we beat them on that. So that's where I'm like, the Browns don't scare me. The Ravens do a little bit. I mean, they just scare me just because they're the most talented team. And the way to beat them, and it's the way the Ravens have lost in the playoffs, is you don't let them run. You make Lamar Jackson beat you by throwing the ball. And Lamar could throw it, but he's not as accurate. He's not a great thrower of the football. So that's the formula to beating him. That's why he hasn't won a playoff game yet, you know, because he can't throw it. So I see, Ken, that you are in the chat and you have been blowing me up for about 2 weeks now about coming on the show. So live chats, the link is at the top of the YouTube channel. So if you want to get on there, Ken, jump on, man. So that's where I have orange colored sunglasses, which I do. When I start defending what I put out there, I actually can defend somewhat good. And I don't, it's not completely crazy of what I'm saying of them going 11-6. I mean, it could happen. I mean, there's always one team that goes from worst to first every year. And for the AFC North, they had three teams in the playoffs last year. I think they're going to have three teams in the playoffs again this year, except the Squealers. I don't think they're going to make it. Because they just haven't done anything to really improve their team. Their offensive line is horrible. Ben Roethlisberger probably should have retired last year. They drafted a running back, great, but we've had a great running back, and if you don't have holes for him to run, it's kind of hard to win. So, what, Ken? Good returning guy can fly. Yeah. Yeah. Right, exactly. Guy can fly. So, anyway, Ken, again, you've been blowing me up on Twitter. If you want to come on. I literally have, you asked when I was going to do the video chats. I got them, so come on. Get on the show and let's talk. Todd, the key is if Joe has time. Exactly. That is the key. And that's where, with the offensive line, it's 10 times better than it was last year. I'll put it this way. I was listening to Pro Football Focus, or Pro Football Talk, sorry. And I can't remember his name ahead on there. But he's talking about the Browns. And like, oh, well, they got a hard schedule. Well, except for when they play the Bengals. And I'm like, and that national narrative that the Bengals are going to suck in is really irritating. Because I'm like, if we get Joe Burrow time, which I think we're going to, he's going to kill him. With the weapons that we have, I mean, the three wide receivers, if they sign another wide receiver, there'd be five really good ones. You got Thaddeus Moss coming up. You got Joe Mixon. We have nonstop offensive weapons that I don't think, for some reason, they're not taking into account that people can't cover them. Now, I know everybody keeps going, what if Joe gets killed? Our offensive line is going to be a lot better than people think or get credit for. Jackson Carmen, I think, is going to be a stud at the guard position. You got Riley Reiff, who's a veteran, been there, been a great right tackle. You got him, and then you put Spain at the other guard, Jonah Williams at left tackle, and you got Frank Pollock. Dude, I'm telling you, our offensive line is going to be a lot better than everybody thinks it is. Joe will have time. Mixon will have holes to run through. Hopefully, Armadillo actually puts a really good defense. A lot of video checks. Ken, what is going on, man? How are you today?
I can't see you. Can't hear you.
You got to turn the camera on. Yeah, hit the little button to turn your camera on. I guess he left. He said he couldn't see me. So anyway, hopefully Ken will get that figured out. So if you guys, any of you guys want to join, like I said, live video chat is, the link is at the top of the YouTube channel. So join me there and we can discuss the Bengals and whatever else you guys want to talk about. And I keep trying to put the narrative out there that this is going to be a fun year. I said the part I guess back to my point before, the part I'm worried about is not the talent on the defense. It's the coach and the scheme. And if Armadillo can actually put it together to get the kind of pressure on the other quarterback that we need, we got the players, you know, the youngest they picked up. You got Osai, Sample, Big Daddy Bayou, Henderson, Hubbard. I mean, I got enough guys with motors to get pressure on other teams' quarterbacks. And that's a huge thing. If you do that, the cornerbacks don't have to cover as long. It makes them better. It makes everything better. And Joe, and we said this, and even the national media will even agree with this, he doesn't need a ton of time. He takes a three-step drop, and bam. If this offense runs like the LSU offense did, as efficient as it was when Joe played there. He said there were multiple times he knew he had them beat before the ball was even snapped. If Joe and the Bengals can get to that with this offense, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And tell everybody that we are right and they are wrong. All right, Anthony. Man, with Joe's mindset, after we beat the Squealers with Finley, he's going to win comeback player of the year and put us in the playoffs. Dude, I couldn't agree more. I think he's got a great shot. I'll put it this way. It's not even a bold prediction. I think he's going to win comeback player of the year. I don't know how he wouldn't. I mean, because I think he's going to have an MVP type year. That's the chance that he has. The opportunity is there for the Bengals to capitalize on. I said this yesterday with Lindsey Patterson. We've got 3 years where everybody signed. So some people are like, oh, you know, we'll be better in 2022. No. We need to do it now. Right now, 2021. This is the year to start making the jump, because every year some team goes from, in the NFL, some team goes from worst to first. So that's what happens. Ken says technical difficulty. Kenny, you can I heard you. So if you want to do that, you can jump back on. Oh, here he is. Kenny is back. Let's see here. All right. You there, Ken?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can't see the video.
Well, we can hear you, so you can talk. We're good.
Yes.
So what is going on, my man?
Let me see if I can try to get that. I got to seem like I got a double sound in here.
Uh-oh.
Nothing much. You know, I'm down here in Myrtle Beach, and
you got earbuds? That might help you out.
We've got gas shortages down here, long gas lines because of pipeline being down, and tourists stranded down here.
Right. So, what's your feeling on the Bengals and the draft and all that stuff?
Let me see if I can think. I'm getting a repeat here, Jeff. Let me see what I can do.
Try to put some earbuds in or something. That usually helps you out.
I went back and relooked at it and stuff, and my only concerns was, you know, the injury issues, you know.
Right. I know you tweeted me out you're concerned about Jack Carman and his back issues.
Yeah, his back issue. Not only that, the other ones, but well, you know, the concern is that with Jackson Carman, is how did he get this back injury? And back injuries tend to linger.
Right. Yeah. It's probably from playing football. I don't know how he got it. It was a herniated disc. He finished the year with it. And he's gotten the surgery, and he said it's a non-issue now. So, and I know the Bengals stand overly cautious with stuff like this. So, I'm pretty confident they did their due diligence, and his back should be fine. I'm no doctor, but as far as everything I've read and everything I've seen, I don't think it's going to be an issue.
Well, Well, he's going to be a great player, though. This guy is a bulldozer, I'll tell you. 340 pounds. I get what the Bengals are doing. They're going to want to run the ball.
Yeah, exactly. They run the ball, and they get Joe Mixon actually some space to run it, and he can make cuts in the – hopefully past the line of scrimmage, not before the line of scrimmage this year would be nice. Hey, Kenny, try to get your delay fixed and try to jump back on here, man. Man,
okay. I'll try to get this fixed, though, because I would like to talk to you and the fans and stuff. It's a great time to be a Bengal fan.
Yes, it is. Try to get some earbuds on, see if that helps you with the feedback or whatever. And don't just jump back on. We'll be here for a while. All right. So anyway, if anybody else wants to jump on, like I said, the live video chats are up. And you guys can join me there. Crip, Big Boss Man, you've been killing it with the interviews. How about Ken Brewer? Remember him and Dave Lapham on the radio back in the day? He would be a good interview. I have not tried to reach out to Ken Brewer, but yes, you're right. Those two were the Bengals broadcast team. Actually, I really like Dan Horde and Dave Lapham. Those two, I think, are by far my favorite out of the multiple play-by-play guys that Lapham has had. So I think it's going to be it's fun. Just listen to Dave Lapham is awesome. It's a treat listen to him call a game to me. Some people don't like all the – oh, no, and all the stuff he does. I love it because I compare it to – like we're all – most of us watching here are Reds fans. And one of the coolest things about when Marty and Joe were together – was Marty would be calling a home run shot. And you'd hear Joe in the background going, get out of here, get out of here, gone. And that was awesome. You know, I know sometimes Joe felt bad about it or whatever, but to me, that made it even better. And we had the same thing with Dan Horde and Dave Lapham. Dan will be calling a play and, oh, he pancaked him or oh, to hit or whatever. It's to me, that's fun. And I really enjoy listening to Dave Lapham and Dan Horde, my favorites by far. Anthony. All right, they say we had the fifth toughest schedule in the league. But honestly, wouldn't be surprised if we're undefeated going to the Green Bay game. Dude, I am with you on that. I think they have a very good shot of being undefeated going into the Green Bay game. And I kind of did. Let's see. I have to look at my schedule. Did I actually have it like that? No, I have a loss to the Squealers, which – like I said, I picked that just because I was picking a lot of wins. So I had somebody in a very good chance. It's a divisional game that we'd split. So, yeah, I do agree. I think there's a great shot of being undefeated going into that game. Now, Minnesota and Chicago are no joke. I mean, it ain't going to be easy to beat them. But you can definitely try and do that. So, anyway, let's try to get Ken up here again. He's back. What's going on, Ken? You get it all fixed now?
I can't see myself on there, but that's fair enough.
Hey, long as we can hear and we can have a conversation, we're good.
Oh, yeah. But, it's hard to be a Bengal fan and cheer them on when they're losing, okay?
Yeah, it's a lot more fun this year.
Yeah, but either way, we should always cheer them on. Always.
Exactly.
I went back and I reevaluated. I just felt that, that they should have got a good return man. Everybody thought I just wanted a wide receiver. No, we needed to get a speedster that could return punts and kicks. And I just thought that they should have drafted that person. And
right now, I think Darius Phillips will be the punt returner. If they can get D.D. Westbrook, that's your guy right there. But I think D.D. is considering the Bengals and Kansas City. And there's a good shot he's probably going to go to Kansas City because he can be there at least number two or number three wide receiver. He'll be like the fifth one here. So I hope
Jalen Darling, he went to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That was the one I was hoping. But they signed this undrafted agent.
Yes.
Undrafted player, I meant to say. Yep. And he's out of Bethune-Cookman.
Yep. He ran a 4.43 or something like that?
The guy can haul boogie. Now, yep. I'm going to say that he's going to make the team, And he's going to be in there returning some kicks because he is blazing fast.
Yeah.
And we need that.
Yeah, the good thing with him is we don't have to rely on him for anything else other than that. You know, I mean, that's what John Ross could have done, which I never understood why they never tried John Ross.
Oh, yeah, you're with me on that. I pointed this out. I was very upset. You know, they drafted John Ross for all this speed.
Right.
And they used a high draft pick on it. My point was, why did they even draft this guy? You guys made a big issue about his speed, but the 4 years he was with the Bengals, never once did we get to see them make use of that great speed.
Right.
You know, you think they'd have him returning kickoffs.
Yeah, I think a lot of that had to do with that. From everything I've heard, that wasn't a Marvin Lewis pick. Marvin Lewis didn't want to draft him. It was more of a Mike Brown draft pick. So Marvin buried him. So that didn't help a lot. And here with when Zach got here, he never.
Well, he was injured. Like, you know, he's coming off the injury.
Injured a lot. But he did. There's times I remember a game, and I've brought this up before. I think it was in Buffalo. And Andy Dalton scrambled around and he tries to throw the ball to Ross. And Ross quit running. he quit on the route. And I'm yelling at TV, I'm like, run. So that was another issue I think they had with Ross was his, you know, his motor. You know, just keep that quitting plays and staying healthy. And it was just a lot of big issues with him. And it just was a terrible draft pick, to be honest.
That was a terrible – but that proves the point. Just because somebody can run the 40-yard dash at a 4.29 or 4.3, that doesn't mean it equates to them being a great receiver in the NFL, okay? They've got to be able to separate and get space and get into their cuts and do breaks. That's what makes a great receiver, and to be able to catch the ball.
Right. They asked Jamar Chase today. You know, actually, I think it was Lapp asked him. You know, does your speed translate to when you have pads on? Because it's different. You can run obviously faster without the pads than you can with the pads. And he said, yeah, for the most part, he said, I don't look like I'm running that fast, but I'm actually running fast. So he's got more of a smooth runner. But but you're right. Just because you have the speed, if you don't have the ability to get open, I mean, Jerry Rice wasn't a speedster, and he got open. So the biggest thing is getting open. If you can get open, and you have the speed, that's best of both worlds right there.
Well, I got a nickname I would like to call the group that we have now. You've got Boyd, Chase,
Higgins.
Come out with them. Help me a little bit on them.
Higgins, Boyd, Chase, Higgins. Yep,
that's five of them, right?
Mixon. You talking about your wide receivers too, or running backs?
They're the Tiger Mixon? Paws. Tiger paws.
There you go.
When them and I can see them running all kinds of plays off that, double reverses, end around. I mean, halfback passes, and it's going to be sick.
It's going to be fun.
No way that they can double cover everybody. There's no way.
Right. Exactly. And,
a lot of people don't understand. It's more than just having a good offensive line. You've got to be able. The receivers got to be able to get open. And like Chase, do you think defenses are going to be blitzing when he's out there on the outside?
No, I don't. That's what I was talking to my buddy. Yeah, I was talking about my buddy about at work. I said, he's like, your offensive line isn't that good. I said, it doesn't have to be great. I said, we're going to beat them within the first 5 yards, you know. And Joe gets that three-step drop, his back foot hits it, and that ball is going to be gone. I said, and nobody's going to touch him. I said, because there's nobody that can cover these guys. So that's where I keep saying, they're like, oh, you got to get the offensive line. You got to get the offensive line. Chase is a weapon, helps Joe Burrow not get hurt. You know, you get rid of the ball faster than him and everybody else, they're not going to be, the ball's going to be gone before they can even get to him.
Well, Chase makes the offensive line great.
Yes.
Because they're not going to be able to double team him. And, they're not going to be able to stack the line and stuff because, you know, they've got Mixon up there. And that running back that he got from Michigan, that's a steal in the draft.
Yes, Captain America, Chris Evans. I'm really happy with him because I was wondering this. I talked about this with a lot of different guests, if they were going to try to draft somebody to replace Geo, and they did. And the best thing about him is, because this is the problem with a lot of running backs in college. They don't have as much tread on their tires as Dave Lappin would say. You know, they've been used a lot in college. He wasn't. He didn't play a whole lot the last couple of years. So his legs are fresh. He can catch the ball. You can put him at a wide receiver. He can do the bubble screens. He can do all this stuff. Now, hopefully, Zach will use him that way, because there were times that they didn't use Geo like that as much as I would like them to. But, yeah, I think he's a steal. I think the kicker's a steal. Hell, I think we call him Big Daddy Bayou, Shelvin from LSU. He was if he would have came out the year Burrow did, he would have been a second-round pick. We got him in the fourth. I mean, dude, I'm telling you, I think we have got the talent. And this, like I said this before, this is the deepest and most talented team that Zach Taylor has had in 3 years he's been here. And that's been a lot of the problems with Zach Taylor and the Bengals. These other teams are just more talented. And I don't think that's going to be a problem this year. I think we got the talent. So to me, it falls on Zach and it falls on Lou to produce this year.
Well, you know, I went back, like I said, and looked at it. But I'm really impressed with the two defensive ends they got. That guy from, I believe he's from Texas.
Yes.
Osai. I watched a video on him, and, you know, the draft is over. He's right. Working his can off after the draft.
Exactly.
I mean, he's the real deal. Okay.
I like him. He's going to start. I think Sample is another steal, because he's a kid.
He's another one. He can play outside.
Yeah, he can play outside and he can play inside. So that's. Those things are so valuable. The more positions you play, the different things you do, the valuable you are.
And then you got Deontay Smith. My gosh, it's sick. 35-inch arm length.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I believe he's gonna eventually be able to be our starting right tackle.
Yep.
Serious.
Yep. I'm with you. I've been saying that same thing since they drafted him. Again, I never heard of him. He played at East Carolina, but. The size he has, the ability or the athleticism he has, and like I said, the lengths of the arms, we always talk about arm length, he's got everything you want. And he's going to get the best coaching he's ever gotten in his life. Nothing against East Carolina, but it's not Ohio State. It's not LSU. You know, you're not in the greatest facilities. But now he's in the NFL, and he's got Frank Pollock to coach him up. I think next year, maybe next year, almost for sure the year after that, he could be our starting right tackle. And if you get out of this draft, just think of this, kid. If you get out of this draft, you get our starting number one wide receiver, our kicker, our edge rusher starter in Osai. If you get Shelvin, who could be a starter eventually, and then who we were just talking about, but I already forgot. Potential five
Deontay
guys. Deontay Smith. Potential five guys that could be starters for you, in my mind, in the next couple of years out of this draft. If you get five guys that eventually are starters, that's a freaking home run.
Well, there's one other player that's returning that did a good job on the offensive line, and I can't recall his name, but
Spain?
Not Spain.
On the return on
he's from Kansas.
Adeniji.
Adeniji.
Yeah.
I think he's gonna do good.
Yeah, I think
he did good last year.
I think he's a future guard. I really do. I think so. If Spain or Serafilia, you know, we don't keep them, I think he could pop in at guard. So, and that's a draft pick they got last year. So that's where I'm not worried about this offensive line. I think we got talent. We got guys that are there. And just because they're not number one picks, because again, I don't remember who the guy was. I was on Pro Football Focus this morning. He's like, you know, for them just to not draft Penei Sewell and all this stuff, and not take it seriously to fix the offensive line. I'm like, dude, did you see how many offensive linemen, how many good offensive linemen they drafted? Just because you're not a first-round pick doesn't mean you're not a good offensive lineman. The 1988 Super Bowl team had one first-round draft pick on that line. His name was Anthony Munoz. The rest of them were all second, third, fifth, sixth, seventh. They're all later rounds. So you don't have to have a number one pick to be your offensive line.
It's been proven there are many later round draft picks that are all pros, makes the Pro Bowl.
Right.
Many of them.
Well, I mean, if you actually look at the Bengals offensive line that potentially would be starting, you got Jonah Williams, He's a first-round pick. Billy Price, he's a first-round pick. Most likely he's going to be our starting center, I would think. Riley Reiff, first-round pick. So they got three. Oh, Seraphilia, if he starts, that's four first-round picks on our offensive line. So what is everybody complaining about, you know?
Well, my concern, too, and I think other fans' concern is at the center spot.
Yeah.
I think it would be prudent for them to try to go out and sign whatever free agents out there at the center spot because, you know, we don't know what's going to happen with Billy Price. And our starting center, we don't know when he's going to be coming back. Apparently, he's going to be out for a couple of games.
Well, I honestly, Trey, from what I've read, Trey is trying to come back week one. He'll be eight months out, and it's a 9-month recovery. So the likelihood is he's probably, in my opinion, I think he's going to come back in October. But I'll put this out there. Billy Price, I think he – for some reason, I have a feeling that he's going to play good enough for us for a month until Hopkins gets back. I think with the addition of Frank Pollock, because he was ecstatic that they got Frank Pollock back. And Billy Price, this is it. They didn't pick up his fifth-year option. It's, you know, he's fighting for his NFL career. He's going to have that chip on his shoulder. I think he might produce good enough until Trey gets back.
Well, he was doing good. He was the starting center. He was doing good up to the point of time that he got an injury. And then when he got an injury, it seems like he went into the doghouse and has not, you know, come back real strong. And then he got beat out at the center spot.
Right.
And so then we got that other offensive line coach. And he just seems like, you know, ever since then, he's not been able to make his way back like he used to be.
And like Anthony says here in the chat here, he said that's why you drafted a guy out of Georgia. Right, exactly. That's another potential. The kid out of Georgia is a center.
Well, here's my concern about him. He's had two serious, I think it's Achilles, a knee injury.
Not from what I've read, they were not serious. They were just scopes, just cleaning his knees up. They were just cartilage stuff. So I, from what I read, they were not serious knee injuries.
Well, I would feel more comfortable that they would try to get a veteran center there just in case.
Yeah, no, I'm all for you've watched my show enough. I'm all for stacking talent. So I got no problem if they sign another one or sign Trey. What's his name? The hashtag.
Yeah,
Trey
I was just about to mention him.
Yeah, or they sign him because he only wants $2 million. Which, I mean, hey, I'll take $2 million. You know, we throw it around like that's not no big deal. But for NFL football players, it's really not. I would take a shot on him and see if he could, you know, in worst case, he's here for depth. He's here for a backup, you know. So, because we're going to have injuries. Hopefully, and that's the thing with the schedule with me, we got to stay healthy. And I can't see us back-to-back years having as many injuries as we had last year. It just normally doesn't happen. You know what you have? You know, every couple of years you have just an injury-riddled season, and then you're good for, you know, a couple of years, just karma or whatever. So I'm thinking the Bengals Bengals got to be healthy this year to perform and have a shot at the playoffs. But I think this year is a good chance they will be healthy. I have no idea, just me talking, but that's one of the big keys too.
Yeah, my other concern is that Armadillo's defensive plan. I call it the chicken armadillo defense.
Yep.
That's what costed them the game against Indianapolis.
Yes,
sitting
it did.
Back in a prevent zone. I can't stand that. And when he's doing it, you can see our corners are playing back five feet off the line. Mm-hmm. Our safeties are playing so deep that if they ran the ball, they can't get up the line as fast as they should to help and run support. Can't do that. Uh-huh. And I guess that he plays that because he feels like he don't want to give up a big play. But what's the difference? You know, you're in a prevent defense and they're picking you apart.
Hopefully, I'm hoping to be different this year because I'm hoping. I mean, I'm with on everything you say there. That's my biggest concern is Armadillo. But I'm hoping with the guys that they drafted and signed, and they got Hilton coming off the edge too. So all these guys can get pressure on the quarterback. I'm hoping he's got some good blitz schemes. For these guys to get to the quarterback and get to the quarterback, it's going to make everything a lot easier on that secondary.
They got to get up to the line. They've got to get their corners up and play bump and run coverage. Because, you know, if they can slow down the opposing team's receivers a split second by just giving them a bump.
Right.
Just a split second, getting them out of their route. Mm-hmm. That's going to help the defensive lineman to be able to get more pressure on the quarterback and get to the quarterback. But exactly. What they've been doing is playing back 5 yards off the line, and it's like they're going to go ahead and give them 5 yards. And Ben Roethlisberger is one of the best at just throwing the ball real quick to the receiver, catches it, and they got 5 yards.
Right, exactly.
I don't believe in giving up not an inch of ground.
Right, I'm with you on that.
I want to see aggressive defense, getting after it. Knocking them out. I mean, those receivers will respect that when they go to that line and you got a corner up there that's getting ready to lay the wood to it. When that 5 yards, they're not going to be so willingly to go flying down the field and stuff. And then when that goes on, we have all these great defensive linemen, and you know, I just feel that if they would do this, it would be a lot better. Hopefully, Armadale hears this. Please.
Oh, I'm sure he. I'm sure he watches me all.
Bump and run coverage. Bump and run.
There you go. All right, Ken. On that note, I'm gonna let you go because I know Thomas was trying to jump on here and he sat and waited for a while. So I'm gonna jump
you. So, Thomas.
Hey, thanks for coming on, man. Take it easy.
All right.
So, Thomas, if you're watching, though, you can jump back on. But let's get to Anthony's statement here. Sad part is. They say Cleveland is set to make a Super Bowl run. I say, nope. We are in a better position than Cleveland because of Baker. He didn't play good. The Brownies are the bottom for good. Yeah, and that's where I'm with you. I keep saying that we have 90% of the games that we're playing in this schedule, we got the better quarterback. If the Bengals defense is good enough to make Baker beat them, or Lamar beat them, It's gonna be in the Bengals' favor. All right, Thomas, you got two different links here. Is this the one? you're on twice. What's going on, man?
Nope.
Thomas? Nope. Not that one. Thomas, are you there? Nope, no Thomas there. All right. So anyway, yes. So Anthony, to get back to what your point was, yes, that's where I'm more concerned about Armadale than I am Zach. If we can get pressure on quarterback and we can get, and we got to, but the thing is for those, it's not only pressure quarterback for the Browns and the Raptors, we got to stop the run. And that's why I'm so excited about Big Daddy Bayou. I'm so excited about Ogunjobi and Mike Daniels and hopefully get a full season of DJ Reader. We can actually stop the run because that's how those teams beat us. Lamar Jackson, there's one game, I think it was the first game of the year last year that we played him. We actually kept him in the pocket. They just, the running backs killed us. That's how they beat us. So, and the Browns, it was a running game again. Baker really did. I mean, yeah, he made a play here and there, but it wasn't like he killed us. So I was trying. Thomas, what's going on? Are you there?
I got to say something before my internet times out again. I got to say something quick. It's been off and on. My bad.
All right.
Let me get my camera on so you can see me.
There you go.
So you mind if I talk about the draft real quick?
Yeah, go ahead. Talk about whatever you want. Go for it.
Obviously, Jamar Chase, there's not much to be said there. He's going to be awesome, right?
Yes.
Was it the second round we traded back?
Second round. Yes, we traded back in the second round. Yes, that's when we picked up Jackson Carmen.
I've seen a couple people saying that that he's going to be garbage. We should have took the other lineman. You know, who I'm talking about. I don't remember his name.
Out of Oklahoma or Telvin Jenkins. There you go. That's the one you're talking about, Telvin Jenkins.
There.
Thomas.
There, I'm there.
Hello.
I told you, it's Gordon. You can hear me?
Not really. You're frozen.
Oh. Okay, I'm just gonna get off here. My bad.
You're all right. Well, you're good now. I can see you now. You try it out, man.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Tell the Jenkins. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I have a question for you. If you were in that position, would you trade it back, or would you?
Me personally, yeah. I wanted them to draft Tobin Jenkins, but the way it worked out and the guys they picked up in the fourth round, I'm ecstatic with it. That's why I don't work for the Bengals. I'm just a fan. I mean, I think Kerman Jackson is, and that's the thing I kept saying. They were looking for a guard, you know. And this, when they signed Reef, to me, they took Penei Sewell out of the equation. They're not looking for a tackle. They're looking for a guard. So, and it worked out even better because Malik Wright was on my show draft night, or the second night of the draft, and he wasn't very happy because he thought they were going to take Kerman Jackson with the 38th pick. And I asked him, I said, well, what if they trade back? Will you be okay with it? He said, yes. Well, what do they trade? And that's, I said it on the show. I said, I think they're going to trade back. And I even commented, I think, on your show, and I said, you'd be Kerman Jackson, because I didn't do that.
Malik Wright did.
Yeah, but I stole it from Malik Wright. He's the one who told me what it wasn't me. But they drafted him, and then the guys they got in the fourth round, two of them are potential starters. I mean, so I'm ecstatic with what they did. But yes, at the time, I'm like, okay, I'm hoping, you know, he's going to drop, but he didn't drop. And they got Kerman Jackson, and I'm like, all right, well, let's see what happens in the fourth round. And when they got the fourth round, they got those guys. I'm happy with it. I'm very, very happy with it. Yeah, I think you're frozen again, Thomas. Try to jump back on when you get a chance. All right, Anthony, the Ravens are the only team that worries me with their massive offensive line, Dobbins, steamrolling everyone. Yeah, I think it's going to be – and I honestly hate to rap urge, but I have us losing both games to them. I mean, we haven't – it's funny. We went from beating them, I think – six in a row or whatever. We've got four in a row when Andy was here and Marvin Lewis is here. So we've lost the last, I think, six times to him because of Lamar Jackson. He has destroyed them. That's where I say the defense that we added up the middle has potential to be a game changer for the Bengals. Because if we can stop the run, if we stop the run for the Browns, we stop the run with the Ravens, we got a shot to win it. So it just depends on how it works, you know. It's a big year for Armadillo. It's a huge year, you know. And Ken says Captain or Jackson Carmen is a freaking bulldozer. I agree with him. And I think we can beat them if we stack the line. We'll see. I mean, that's the thing. All right, Thomas is back. What's up, TC?
You can't see me, can you?
I can see you. Yep, I can see you. You got your Reds hat on and a Bengals jersey and everything. I see you.
Can you? Okay, okay.
I can see you. I can hear you. Go ahead, talk.
Say something before.
Ah, crud.
Let me talk before Jeremy's internet takes over again.
Yeah.
What were we talking about? I'm sorry. I was.
The draft.
I'm trying to focus on the internet too. Okay. I think I was in the second round. I do like the, was it sixth or the fifth round with the kicker. I think that kicker is going to be lights out.
Yeah, I mean, and they were able to do that because of all the picks they got in the fourth round. If they didn't get those small picks in the fourth round, they're not a kicker. So, again, the trade was great. It's worked out in multiple ways for the Bengals. Like I said, we added at least, I think in my mind, at least three starters for sure, possibly four, because Osai could be a starter. If you got four starters out of this draft, that's a good draft. That's a really good draft.
I hate to be the negative guy, but I'm so worried that I don't want Brandon Allen starting week one. I hate to be that guy, but
he's not going to.
Can't. You say that, but you don't know that for sure.
I'm pretty sure he's not going to. I mean, Joe's already running. He's already throwing the ball. I mean, it's May. I mean, Carson Palmer, like I said, I keep saying this 15 years ago. He got hurt in the playoff game in January, and he made it back for game one. Joe got hurt in November before Thanksgiving. I think he'll be back. That's what I keep telling Jeremy. So
I'm just worried.
Be positive.
He likes to hurt. Sorry. It keeps breaking me up, and I couldn't hear you.
I said be positive. Joe will be back.
I just but even if he's healthy, you know, he's that kind of quarterback that likes to run and then step and use that knee. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think he's going to be running, you know, right off the bat. I mean, the first couple games, no, he's probably not going to be running. But, I mean, they don't need him to run, you know. If he's got time to throw the ball, he's going to pick him apart. So who cares if he runs? You know, that's not going to be an issue this year, I don't think. I don't think he's going to get hit as much.
Wasn't it Michael Jordan, left guard, who caused that problem anyway? He shouldn't be starting anymore, right?
Michael Jordan Carmen will not be starting there anymore. Carmen will be there, and I think Spain will be – Spain or Sir Feely will be on the other side. But I think it's going to be – my choice should be Spain.
Price, to me, is a bust, complete bust.
Oh, he's a complete bust.
I'm already ready to give up on him.
Well, that's the thing. You can't give up on him yet because he is a talented guy. He's had good games, and they don't need him to be the starting center. They just need him to be an average or an okay center until Trey gets back. And the thing is, he might not even be there. The kid from Georgia, he might start. So, I think they're going to be all right.
No, my internet's so bad, it sounded like you were talking gibberish. I got to get off here. My bad.
All right, man. Take it easy. All right, let's see here. Marvin, what's up, Iceman? Listening to you at work. Love the show. Thanks, man. Appreciate you. Have fun at work. Don't get too distracted by me. Ken, he said, I'll get back to Cincinnati to see the Bengals play. I come with a painted face. Yeah, you said this on Twitter last day. Painted face like Peter Christ of Kiss. Now, the thing is, Ken, I know who Kiss is. You know who Kiss is. Maybe some of these young guys on my show here don't know who that is. So if you guys you go check it out on my timeline on Twitter, it's actually Captain Obvious posted a picture of what he looks like. But yeah, if you come on down or come up to the game, come down to Bengal Gyms before the Roar tailgate, because that's where I will be tailgating at before the games. Now, speaking of my boy Jim, and I got to bring it up, the Jungle to the Hall. And I'm trying, I know I brought this up every day this week, but it's very important to me as a Bengal fan and as just a travesty to me that Ken Raleigh and Ken Anderson have not made it to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And I keep banging the drum for Ken Raleigh. The man passed away. This is what irritates me. When this happens, he will not be here to enjoy it, but his children will, and we will. We cannot let that happen to any other Bengals. Ken Raleigh, again, is fifth all-time interceptions. Still. And he's not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I mean, I don't get that. I mean, look. Everybody above him, Pro Football Hall of Fame. Three guys below him, Pro Football Hall of Fame. Charles Woodson, Ed Reed, might not even been born yet when Ken Raleigh retired. And they're in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and Ken Raleigh's not. It is absolutely ridiculous. Ken Anderson, NFL MVP, led us to the Super Bowl. Beat Dan Fouts in the Freezer Bowl. Dan Fouts never went to a Super Bowl. Never, I don't think he ever won an NFL MVP. I might be wrong on that. But he's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Why in the hell is Ken Anderson not? It's ridiculous. So, do me a favor. The link to register is on Bengal Jim's Twitter. It's on my Twitter. It's on our Facebook. It's on his Facebook. Check it out. Make sure you guys register. It's going to be a fun time. We're going to go up there. It's going to be a celebration of Ken Raleigh and Ken Anderson and us getting our voices heard of how they should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And when we get them in, then we're getting Willie Anderson in. That's the next one. We get the two Kens in, then we're getting Willie in. All right? That's the way this is going to roll. So we need all of your help to be there. Jim's got hotels lined up. There's a brew house and a restaurant there. We're going to go hang out. You can go there and we're going to tour the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's going to be a fun day and a fun day to be a Bengal fan. Lots of media is going to be there. We need the Bengals fans to show up. So if you haven't registered yet, go register, check it out. Today, let's get them in Hall of Fame. All right, I'm done off the soapbox. But yes, you have got to support that. We need to get the narrative that this organization is not a good organization and we've never had good players. That's bull bleep. We've had good players, and there's two of them right there that should be in the Hall of Fame. All right, Tom. See, I wonder now that we have Chase and Mixon is healthy, plus our two additions to our O-line, if we should ease Joe back into the QB. I feel like we can win with the team. Let's get Joe 100%. Well, that is, you're expecting Joe not to be 100% at the beginning of the season. No matter where Joe comes back, I understand what you're saying to ease him in. No matter where he comes back, he's got to get that first hit out of the way. He's got to. We all want Joe to get hit. He's going to get hit. You know, hope this will be a lot less of him. But to ease him in, and this is what I think they might do. You have, like you said, they had offensive line, and you have Joe Mixon. If we can establish the run, that will open up so much more for the Bengals offense. So I agree with you. And I'm not even necessarily saying ease him in. I want that in general, just because how nice would it be to see Joe Mixon run behind a pretty good offensive line, for him not to make his first cut in the backfield, to actually make it maybe past the line of scrimmage where there's actually holes for him to run through. How awesome would that be? So, and like I said, he's got Frank Pollack back. Frank Pollack is the run game coordinator. I think that's another key issue to our offense and our offensive line. So I wouldn't necessarily call it easing him in, but I think that could be a very good plan for the Bengals to do. All right. Let's see here. Okay. You guys, Crip and Ken are talking about gas. I'll let you guys talk about gas and natural gas, you know, for your vehicle. So, let's see here. You're going to stay, in the Hyatt Regency downtown. I got you. All right. So you guys, again, I'm going to be on here for a little, till about, actually it's already 6:30, isn't it? Wow. It's late. I didn't realize it was that late already. I guess I'm gonna get the hell out of here, sitting here talking to you guys and having so much fun. I didn't realize how late it was, but, that brings you to the Facebook groups that let me live stream. And I invite all of you guys to join these groups. They're fun, interactive sports groups. They are, number one is Hootay Nation, a great Cincinnati Bengals group. You got Queen Jen in there, and she is awesome. If you guys ever join that group, and actually her posts make it to other Bengals groups because she's always on there, always making great posts, positive posts. It's a joy to be in there with her. So check out Hootay Nation. Check out Cincinnati Reds riding third, heading for home, and our great Cincinnati Reds group. I got Bearcat Country, an awesome Bearcat group. We got lots of things going on. I'm trying to get Chad Brendel on, hopefully sometime next week. I'll let you guys know if that happens. But join Bearcat Country. I got the Ohio State Bucknuts group for our Ohio State fans. The Ice Bar, which is just a show page that I put silly TikToks and memes and different stuff like that on there. It's a virtual bar. Grab a beer, build up to a bar, and let's have some sports conversations. And you can follow me on all my social media platforms. All under Sports with Strawberry Ice. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, pretty much wherever you want to follow me at. Twitter handle is Jeff A. Trenopole. Instagram, Jeff Sports Strawberry Ice. I'm doing this all by memory because I wrote a whole bunch of stuff down for the show and I actually didn't get to any of it because I was talking to you guys. I'm also on TikTok. It's under the Iceman90. So I ask you guys to follow me on all of those. I like Twitter. I'm only at like 530 something Twitter followers. I'd love to get to like 1,000. We're over 1,000 on Facebook. So if you follow me on Facebook and on any of the other ones, follow me. I would greatly appreciate it. I'll be pulling his hat off later on tonight, putting it on the podcast. I'm on BeanPod, Spotify, Apple iTunes, pretty much wherever you get your podcast. If you guys don't want to listen to or watch this for an hour, you can listen to it. Make sure you rate, like, and review. Give me a 5-star review and subscribe, download. I would greatly appreciate it. And other than that, actually, somebody just jumped on. I'm about to leave. All right. Let me see who this is, and then we'll get out of here. It says you have, Andrew, you have to connect your mic before you can be added to the stream. So, anyway, just jump on next time. I'll be doing it again here in a couple weeks. Other than that, as my boy Jeremy D would say, remember one thing and one thing only, and that is you don't live in Cleveland, you live in Cincinnati, so act like it. Hooday! And that's just sports, baby. See ya!